Let's read together Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Now, in this last section of Matthew chapter 25, we have our Lord's description of his coming judgment of the nations. Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Let's begin this talk from Matthew chapter 25 with some background notes. The structure of the Olivet Discourse, as given in Matthew, appears to be in three sections. The first section could be called the Jewish section, and is covered in verses 1 through 44 of chapter 24. In this section, although there is the worldwide view of the coming tribulation and the return of Christ, there is an emphasis in this section on the Jewish people and the restored Jewish remnant of the end times. The second section of the Olivet Discourse could be called the Christian aspect. This section runs from verse 45 of chapter 24 all the way through verse 30 of chapter 25. In this second section of the Olivet Discourse, the Lord gave three parables of the kingdom of heaven which cover the present age of Christendom. In this present age, there are the wise and the foolish, the true and the false, the faithful and the unfaithful. All will be sorted out when the Lord returns. Now here in verses 31 through 46 of Matthew 25, we have the third section of the Olivet Discourse, which could be called the Gentile aspect of the discourse, because in this section, the subject is the coming judgment of the Gentile nations. This judgment is known as the judgment of the sheep and the goats, because the Lord likened this judgment to a shepherd dividing his flock of sheep and goats. You know, even today, the Bedouin shepherds of the Middle East have both sheep and goats in their flocks. They graze together. But periodically, the shepherd will separate the white sheep from the black goats, and that's what the Lord is referring to here in his description of this coming judgment. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points. So doctrinal point number one, the judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment of the nations. The judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment of the nations. Verses 31 through 33, once again. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Notice that verse 32 clearly says that this is a judgment of the nations. Now, the idea here is not that there are sheep nations and goat nations, but that there are sheep and goats within the various Gentile nations. In other words, at the judgment of the sheep and the goats. The Lord is not going to say something like, all right, United States and Canada, you're sheep nations, and Russia and Syria, you're goat nations, something like that. No, it is individuals within the nations that will be judged as to whether they are sheep or goats. Now, when is this judgment of the sheep and the goats? Verse 31 gives the answer. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. So this judgment is at the end of the coming tribulation period, when the Lord sets up his throne for his glorious kingdom here on this earth. This is not the same as the great white throne judgment of Revelation 20, which is after the Lord's millennial kingdom here on this earth. Now, we believe that the prophet Joel refers to this judgment of the sheep and the goats. I'm reading Joel chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. For behold, in those days, and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there, on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. Joel chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Where the valley of Jehoshaphat is, we can't be sure. It may be the Kidron Valley outside of Jerusalem. Notice from verse 1 here in Joel chapter 3 that the time of this judgment is when the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem is over and when the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem are restored. Well, this can't refer to the Jews' return from the Babylonian captivity because the Lord did not gather all nations together for judgment at that time. So we believe that this time refers to the end of the tribulation period of the future, when the Lord returns and restores the land and nation of Israel, both physically and spiritually. At that time, God will judge the nations. The judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment of the nations. Doctrine point number 2, the judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment based on works. The judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment based on works. Notice from verse 34 here in Matthew chapter 25 that the reward for the sheep is the kingdom. Verse 34, once again, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The kingdom that is in view here is the millennial kingdom of Christ that the Lord will set up here on this earth. So the judgment of the sheep and the goats has to do primarily with the nations at the time of the end, during the tribulation period. And it is a judgment based on works. What works? The works of caring for the Lord's brethren. Notice what the Lord says to the sheep in verse 40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it. Did what? Did these works of kindness to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. You did these works of kindness toward me. And notice what the Lord says to the goats in verse 45. Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it. Not do what? Not do these works of kindness to one of the least of these, that is, my brethren. You did not do it to me. Now, who are these people that the Lord calls my brethren? Are these Christians in the church? No, we believe that the church will be in heaven during this time of the future tribulation period. These are the believers of the tribulation period. They are specifically the faithful Jewish remnant of the tribulation period. These are the 144,000 Jewish evangelists of Revelation chapter 7 that preach the gospel of the kingdom during the tribulation period. Now, there will be a lot of anti-Semitism during the tribulation period. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 2 says that all nations will be gathered together against Jerusalem at that time. But those of the Gentile nations who show works of kindness to the oppressed and persecuted Jewish believers at that time are the sheep, and they will be rewarded on the basis of these works of kindness and compassion. And these works of kindness and compassion are really works of faith, aren't they? It's their faith in the Lord that's really getting them into the kingdom. But that faith is evidenced by their works of kindness and compassion for the Jewish believers at that time. To reach out and help a Jewish believer during the tribulation period will be to risk your life. This is the time of the Roman beast and the Antichrist. Those of the Gentile nations that help and protect the Jewish believers at that time will be like the righteous Gentiles of World War II that hid Jews from the evil Nazi regime. They did so at the risk of their own lives. The fact that the goats do not help the Jewish believers in any way at this terrible time will be evidence that these Gentiles have no faith. The judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment based on works. Doctrinal point number 3. The judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment resulting in eternal destinies. The judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment resulting in eternal destinies. Verse 46. And these, that is the goats, will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous, that is the sheep, into eternal life. The everlasting punishment here is hell, as we can see clearly from verse 41. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Notice that hell was not prepared for people, but for the devil and the fallen angels. But unbelieving people will end up in hell if they reject Christ. This is the eternal destiny of the goats of the tribulation period. The sheep, on the other hand, enter the glorious kingdom of our Lord on this earth and then the eternal state of heaven. The judgment of the sheep and the goats is a judgment resulting in eternal destinies. Now, what about practical application? Remember, God's rule of thumb is grace. Remember, God's rule of thumb is grace. Verses 37 through 40. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. In these verses, it seems that the sheep are happily surprised at God's grace. They didn't realize that their works of kindness to the Jewish believers at that time were evidence of their own faith. But the Lord knew and rewarded them accordingly. Now, if this will be true during the tribulation period, it is certainly true today. The Lord takes note of all our little works of kindness and compassion that are evidence of our faith, and He will reward us at the judgment seat of Christ. You know, I think all believers will be surprised at the little works of faith that the Lord took note of and then graciously rewards. Remember, God's rule of thumb is grace.